Good evening. Good evening, everyone. As you can hear, this is Pastor Jesse with Pastor Rose, and this is our last Wednesday of the month healing service for November the 29th, 2023. We're coming to the end of our year. Amen. So again, this is our healing service for November 29th, 2023. We welcome all our listeners tonight. Amen.
Amen.
We are First Kingdom Family Church. Where the word of God will change my life. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. We just celebrated Thanksgiving in November. Pastor Rose and I trust that you had a blessed Thanksgiving with your family, nice, peaceful. Thanksgiving is the foundation of our Christian life. This is how we come before the Lord, our Father God. Psalm 100, verse 4 says, enter his courts with thanksgiving in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, Philippians 4:6 says, in all things with prayer and thanksgiving. So being thankful is our response that comes from looking beyond our blessing. Looking beyond. Pastor Rose Sunday ministered on eternal perspective. If you didn't hear that message, I suggest you go and listen to it. It's eternal perspective. Not everyone gets the gospel, the good news, the good report about Jesus Christ. And sad to say, but not every Christian gets all the gospel. Eternal perspective means for us to see beyond our senses. Tonight, this is our healing service. Grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. God has already provided healing for his children. Faith reaches out and receives what grace has already provided. Amen.
Amen.
And another important thing about faith is faith always thanks Jesus before and after.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks Amen. Jesus before and after. Tonight, before we come to our healing service, are you thankful? Are you thankful tonight?
Amen.
As we come before our healer, Jesus, let's show Jesus that we're thankful. Amen?
Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name, with thanksgiving in our hearts, Father, we come and we thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you for being so good to all of us, Father. The greatest promise in the New Testament says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The good report about Jesus Christ. So we're thankful tonight, Father.
Yes,
we're
are.
Thankful
thank
tonight.
You, thank you, thank
in
you,
Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Pastor Rose and I, with you, say in agreement.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Rose.
Thank you, Lord. And good evening, saints of God. You know how I like to come, and when I read something and it's a gold nugget for me, I like to share it with you.
Yes.
And my heart is always for the healing of people's bodies. Amen.
Amen.
It's already done, but I just want to bring you the scriptures and some gold nuggets, and I'll be reading from Kenneth E. Hagin, Health Food Devotions. Kenneth E. Hagin, Health Food Devotions, okay?
Yes.
So this is Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. Surely he, Jesus, has borne our griefs, sicknesses, and carried our sorrows and pains. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Healing is God's redemptive plan. Healing is in God's redemptive plan. It is the will of God for you to be healed. It is God's will that you be in health. The biggest thing that hinders people is they question God's will. They think maybe God has some great purpose in this illness or disease. But let the word of God settle the issue for you. It is God's will to heal you. Did you hear that?
Amen.
It is God's will to heal
It
you.
Is God's will to heal us.
Because healing is provided for you in his redemptive plan.
Amen.
These verses in Isaiah have to do with God's redemptive plan. Isaiah chapter 53 gives us a picture of the coming Messiah. This passage of scripture not only tells us that he bore our sins, but that he bore our sicknesses and carried our pains. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
God is so good. He wants us to walk in divine health and not have our bodies be in pain. Amen?
Amen.
He was wounded for our transgressions and our iniquities. Then we read in verse 5 that with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah is not talking about being healed of sins, because you don't get healed of sins. A sinner's spirit doesn't get healed. His spirit gets born again, and he becomes a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Notice the words sickness, pains, and healed in Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. When Isaiah said, with his stripes, we're healed. He is talking about being healed from sicknesses and the pains in our bodies. Yes, Jesus bore our sins, but thank God he also bore our sickness and disease. And our confession today is, because Jesus bore my sickness and disease.
Because Jesus bore my sickness and disease,
I don't have to bear them.
I don't have to bear them.
With his stripes.
With his stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed. Let's say that again.
Okay. Because Jesus bore my sickness and disease.
Because Jesus bore my sickness and disease.
I don't have to bear them.
I don't have to bear them.
With his stripes.
With his stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
Yes, we are. We were, and we are, and I am.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. So don't ever think, if sickness tries to come on you, symptoms try to come on you, headaches or the flu or viruses, infection tries to come against you, you stop it right away and you say, no, you don't. You get your lying symptoms out of here right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I give you no legal right. Amen?
Amen.
We don't give him any legal right. It's when we do give him legal right, he has the legal right to attack your body. But he's going to try, believe me. He will try. Like Brother Hagin said, he's an old cuss. He don't give up. But guess what? We have the full armor of God.
Amen.
We have the full arsenal. Is that how you say?
Yes.
Arsenal of God.
Yes.
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. They're pulling down the strongholds.
Amen.
And guess what? Anything that comes against us that is of the curse has no legal right. We have the legal right to say, no, you don't. Get out of here.
This is a victory that overcomes anything the enemy tries to get.
Yes, amen.
Even our faith, amen.
Hallelujah.
God reveals his will in his word. The more word we know, the greater our relationship with our Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Philippians 4:19 says, my God shall supply all your need.
Yes.
We look to our one true healing source, Jesus Christ. Our need tonight is healing, and we know that it's God's will to heal. Pastor Rose just read the devotional. Psalm 107, verse 20, God sent his word and healed them. Acts 10:38, Jesus went about doing good and healing all.
They were oppressed of
it. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So tonight in our healing service, Jesus is our healer. He was a healer yesterday. He's a healer today. Healing is in Jesus Christ. So let's pray and thank our Father God for healing. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Arrayando todo ya aquí de ti te corriamo
Orianda
la 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 anda la la por corria
seri e bruyande por jesse queria
alla la la ya por siri queria morar
e per jesse lo mo
alla la Barus Adonai Elohim. Oh, Yamagis and Akadia, Yahweh, Yeshua, Yamashiach, Hallelujah. Yahweh. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Barus Adonai Elohim. Yeshua Hamashiach.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for that person right now that's been going through some difficult times in their life, Father God, and they feel like they're dry. They're in the desert, Father. You are showing me right now that you are pouring fresh oil, and you are letting the rivers of living water come forth out of their spirit, man. As you begin to pray in the spirit, you will see that you will be saturated with the living waters coming forth out in your praying in tongues. It will fill you to overflow. That dryness that you've been going through, that difficulty that you've been going through, it is going to be rivers flowing and joy and hope. Joy and hope in you. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So don't give up. Just say, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Stay with it.
Yes.
Stay with it.
Hallelujah.
Stick and stayed. Jesus always pays. Stay in the blessing line till it's your time. And this is your moment. This is your moment. You're in the right place with the right people at the right time doing the right thing. This is your moment. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And right now, someone is having some, not difficulty, but like pain in your stomach, in your intestines. And the Lord said, put your hand on there. And I say, be healed and be made whole. In the name of Jesus, that pain has to leave in your intestines and your stomach. And in the name of Jesus, you are free and set free right now. There it is. There it is. Take it. Take it. Take it.
Believe you receive. Believe you receive.
Right now in Jesus' name. And someone on the right foot, on the ankle bone, you've been having some pain in there and inflammation. I don't know if you hit it somewhere, you bumped it somewhere, but God says it's on your left side of your ankle bone. In the name of Jesus, I command all swelling, inflammation, pain to leave right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, and you've been having pain on your legs. You've been asking, I don't know what's wrong with my legs. They hurt. God says right now, I'm healing you. Receive your healing. Be made whole. Pain, leave that person's legs right now in the name of Jesus. I call the strength of God to be in their bones, ligaments, and tendons right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed by the power and authority of the name of Jesus. And that person or those persons that have been having lower back pain right now, in the name of Jesus, we command that back. Lower back to be healed right now in the name of Jesus by the hips and the thighs. Be healed and swelling leave right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that healing belongs to us. It's already done. Jesus already healed us 2023 years ago. And that is his plan. And we obtain his plan. And we implement it in our bodies. And we allowed the healing virtue and the anointing of Jesus' plan that he already did, that by his stripes we were healed, and if we are in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Jesus on the cross said, it is finished.
Yes.
By faith. Tonight, receive the healing
thank
that you,
you
need.
Lord. Thank you. Thank
God's
you.
Grace has already provided it.
Thank
by
you.
His stripes, 1 Peter 2:24 says, Jesus bore our sins on the cross, and by his stripes we were healed. So God's grace has already provided healing for his children. Believe you receive your healing in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
And you know what? It's so simple. God does the healing. We do the believing and the receiving.
That's it.
He goes, you can't heal yourself. Jesus already healed us. All we have to do is believe and receive.
Amen.
And it doesn't matter what our body says. What matters is that the truth shall prevail, and the truth is that Jesus Christ heals. Already healed us.
Sometimes the truth is so simple.
Yes.
It's so simple. You know, Jesus came 2,000 years ago, and God's people, the Jewish people, they knew. They knew the law. They knew what the commandments. They knew that God was going to send a deliverer.
Yes.
And it was so simple. Here Jesus walked in front of them, demonstrated the power of God, and they didn't believe it.
No.
They didn't receive it. So Jesus said, you know what? Blessed are those that don't see and believe.
Yes.
Believe what? The good report that Jesus Christ came to restore us back to our Heavenly Father, what Adam and Eve had before the fall. Yes. And that's a good report. That's a good news. Jesus came to give us good news. Amen?
Yes.
Pastor Rose, do you have anything else in closing?
I keep getting about somebody's immune system is weak, and God says right now, I am healing you of that weakness in your immune system. I speak to your immune system right now, and I say, be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in all the nutrients that is needed to cause the healing to come is in your body now in the name of Jesus. Supernatural strength. Supernatural strength in the name of Jesus.
Strength.
And I plead the blood of Jesus for every believer and every person that is listening to the sound of my voice. The blood of Jesus has power. There is power in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus flows through every cell of your body. It is your DNA. The blood of Jesus is in us. It is life. So take it right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh,
thank you, Father, for the anointing. Thank you for the precious gift of your Holy Spirit that seals this message. Those that receive will believe. Those that believe will receive in Jesus' name. Let me give you one more scripture in closing. John chapter 16, verse 7. John chapter 16, verse 7. It is for my good that Jesus Christ returned to the Father, because Jesus has sent the Counselor, the Comforter, the Advocate, the ever-present Helper, the Teacher.
Yes.
Because Jesus has sent the Holy Spirit to me to live in me. So in closing, repeat this prayer after me with Pastor Rose. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I thank you today.
I thank you today.
That you are faithful.
That you are faithful.
Faithful to all your promises.
Faithful to all your promises.
I thank you for the precious gift.
I thank you for the precious gift.
Of my relationship with you.
With my relationship with you.
Through the merits of Jesus Christ.
Through the merits of Jesus Christ.
And the continual work.
And the continual work.
Of your Holy Spirit in my life.
Of your Holy Spirit in my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We say in agreement, amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
We are thankful, Father. We are thankful that healing has been provided for us. It's the children's bread.
Yes.
And in Jesus' name, we believe, we receive. Your grace by faith.
Yes.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Testify to someone.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
tell
Lord.
Someone about your healing. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
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 Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
You, Father
oh,
God.
Oh, we bless you. We honor you. Hallelujah.
We give you praise, hallelujah. Glory,
hallelujah.
Honor. All honor and praise. We worship you, Father, with thanksgiving in our hearts tonight.
Father. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you,
hallelujah,
thank you, thank you. Oh, you're so good to us, Father.
Hallelujah.
Great is your faithfulness. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Oh, we love you, Father.
Thank you,
we
Father. You, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
All cares and anxiety are removed right now. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Jesus
hallelujah.
Christ.
Hallelujah.
Peace
hallelujah.
On earth. Goodwill to all in Jesus' name.
Thank you,
name.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Say good evening, Pastor Rose.
Good evening, Pastor Rose.
We love you. We love you. Testify to someone about your healing. Be blessed.
Thank you so much for joining us. We love you.
We'll see
Have
you.
A blessed evening.
We'll see you Sunday at church.
Yes. God bless you. Love you all.